Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 1, entitled The Activities of Maharaj Priyavrata, says text number 10. So the verses in prose, I'll just say it and then we'll do the word for word together. Bhagavanapi Bharata Tad Upanitar Hana Shukta Vakenati Taram Udita Guna Ganavatar Sujaya Priyavratam Adipurushastam Sadaya Asavaloka Iti Hovacha. Word for word. Bhagavan, Lord Brahma, Api, moreover, Bharata, O King Parikshit, Tat, by them, Upanita, brought forward, Arhana, worshipable paraphernalia, Shukta, according to Vedic etiquette, Vakena, by language, Atitaram, highly, Udita, praised, Gunagana, qualities, Avatara, because of the descent, Sujaya, whose glories, Priyavratam, unto Priyavrata, Adipurusha, the original person, Tam, unto him, Sadaya, with compassion, Asa, smiling, Avaloka, who's looking, Iti, thus, Ha, certainly, Uvacha, said. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya. Translation. My dear King Parikshit, because Lord Brahma had finally descended from Satyaloka to Bhuloka, Narada Muni, Prince Priyavrata, and Swayam Bhuvamanu came forward to offer him objects of worship and to praise him in highly qualified language according to Vedic etiquette. At that time, Lord Brahma, the original person of this universe, felt compassion for Priyavrata and, looking upon him with a smiling face, spoke to him as follows. Purport. That Lord Brahma descended from Satyaloka to see Priyavrata indicates that the matter was very serious. Narada Muni had come to advise Priyavrata about the value of spiritual life, knowledge, renunciation, and bhakti. And Lord Brahma knew that Narada's instructions were very impressive. Therefore, unless Lord Brahma personally went to Gandhamadana Hill to request Priyavrata, Lord Brahma knew that Prince Priyavrata would not accept his father's order. Brahma's purpose was to break Priyavrata's determination. Therefore, Brahma first looked upon Priyavrata with compassion. His smile and compassionate features also indicated that although Brahma would request Priyavrata to accept household life, Priyavrata would not be out of touch with a devotional service. By the blessings of a Vaishnava, everything is possible. This is described in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu as Kripa Siddhi, or perfection attained simply by the blessings of a superior person. One usually becomes liberated and perfect by executing the regulative principles set down in the Shastras. Nonetheless, many persons have achieved perfection simply by the blessings of a spiritual master or superior. Priyavrata was the grandson of Lord Brahma, and as joking competition sometimes takes place between grandson and grandfather, in this case also Priyavrata was determined to remain in meditation, whereas Brahma was determined that he rule the universe. Thus, Lord Brahma's affectionate smile and glance meant, "My dear Priyavrata, you have decided not to accept household life, but I have decided to convince you that you must accept it." Actually, Brahma had come to praise Priyavrata for his high standard of renunciation, austerity, penance and devotion, so that he would not be deviated from devotional service, even though he would accept household life. In this verse, one important word is shukta vakyana by Vedic hymns. In the Vedas, there is the following prayer to Lord Brahma: Hiranyagarbha samavatatagre bhutasya jata patir eka asit. Brahma was received with the appropriate Vedic hymns, and because he was welcomed according to the Vedic etiquette, he was very pleased. Omagyana timirandasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri guruve namaha. Shri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vancha Kaupa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patita Nam Pavanabhyo Vaishnavabhyo Namo Namaha. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When Srila Prabhupada was one time here for a lengthy period of time, right here in Mumbai, Bombay then, he stayed consecutively for 3 continuous months. So at that time, and the Hare Krishna movement of ISKCON was known worldwide, and Prabhupada was the sort of Jagat Guru or Acharya of the whole world, and he still is Jagat Guru even for time to come beyond our own lifetimes. So it was well known that generally the orthodox or traditional Vedic culture, the women are all kept behind. In other words, because of, they don't know why, but because of protection. The men are always in front, so the women are behind, so they are protected. to put the woman forward, they are susceptible to other things like that. So some journalists right here in Mumbai, it was catching. And at the same time, the so-called culture from the West was entering India in the mid to late 70s. So when Srila Prabhupada came, two newspaper journalists came to see him from different newspapers. One of the newspaper journalists was a man, and the other newspaper journalist was a lady. But they happened to come differently without one knowing the other is coming to interview Srila Prabhupada. So they happened to come at the same time. Maybe one had an appointment but the other didn't. And the other got wind that one newspaper journalist is going, and the other newspaper journalist thought, let me go at the same time. Like that. So the person who was present there was Sri Naji Prabhu, that time Dr. N.D. Desai. And the entire conversation was in Hindi. Right. So the male newspaper reporter, he came with some questions to create controversy so that his newspaper can be more popular than the female newspaper reporter, their newspaper, like that. So he asked the question something to the effect, if I recall correctly, what Sri Naji Prabhu said to me. He said, Swamiji, we see that you treat your women second class. This is all in Hindi, I'm just hearing it in English. Second class. The women stand at the back, you know. The women are always behind the men and so forth in your movement. Like that. You know, they should be given some freedom. They should do what they want to do. He's trying to create some controversial news for his newspaper. So Prabhupada listened, Srila Prabhupada listened and listened, but he didn't comment. Then he asked the female newspaper operator, do you have any questions? And it so happened that she was more cultured. She was more respectful. Like that. And she was just asking questions about, you know, how you took the Indian culture, but we know it's not Indian culture, how you took the Indian culture of Hinduism and how you beautifully and wonderfully transplanted it into the Western world. Like that. And you see many of these Westerners, Prabhupada's disciples, are becoming Hindus. So she's in the innocence of her ignorance. She doesn't know better. It's not her fault that she's asking such a question. So Prabhupada, he saw that the female newspaper reporter was favorable, but the male newspaper reporter was controversial and unfavorable. Like that. So immediately Srila Prabhupada, he didn't look at the female newspaper reporter, look at the male newspaper reporter. And he asked him, so who is the Minister of Education? So the male newspaper reporter, he said some man in the government, in Indira Gandhi's government at that time. Like that. So Prabhupada said, no, universe, like that. See? So who is the Minister of Education? So the main newspaper reporter, he put his head down and he said, Saraswati. Like that. Then immediately Srila Prabhupada asked him again, and who is the minister of finance? Again, not India, universe. Like that. So he put his head down and he said, Lakshmi Devi. And then he said, who is the minister of defense? Universe. Like that. So he thought, and he said, you don't know? Sort of chastising him, because he wanted to purify him. Like that. Then Prabhupada himself gave the answer. He said, Durga Devi, Durga Mata, she's minister of defense. So he said, in any government, these three departments are superior to the Prime Minister's office. Education, propaganda. Finance, Lakshmi. You know, education, Saraswati. And defense. These three ministers are most important in a government. And they are all the Ishtadevs, the presiding deities of these ministries and the universal affairs is Saraswati, Lakshmi and Durga. Like that. So what have you got to say? He didn't put report in the newspaper because he was defeated. Like. So then he asked the lady, you have any question? She said, no Swamiji, you speak more like this. And then she put a very favorable report in the newspaper. So similarly, we can conclude that the Prime Minister of devotion is who? Is who? Srimati Radharani. Like that. So here we see a point that Maharaj Priyavrata is actually an expansion of the Prime Minister of Love. He is fully immersed in devotional service. He doesn't want to give up a devotional service to go to prescribed duties of a Daivi Varna Ashram Dharma. He doesn't want to give up. He wants to keep that. Now, at the same time, Srila Prabhupada said in one place, marriage or no marriage, that is not the issue. Srila Prabhupada said the only consideration is how to please Guru and Krishna. That's not the issue. Only consideration is how to please Guru and Krishna. Like that. So here we find that within Daivi Varna Ashram Dharma, like that, we have a principal situation of, you know, wealth leadership with the Vaishyas. And you have administration and management leadership were the Kshatriyas. And you have a Brahmanical leadership or Shastric leadership were the Brahmanas. Like that. So we are sort of used to, nobody's fault, we are sort of used to feeling that everyone who wears a sacred thread, Upanaya, you know, so everyone who wears a sacred thread is a Brahmana. Wrong. Like that. Everyone who wears a sacred thread is not a Brahmana, according to Srila Prabhupada. Like that. But someone can be given the sacred thread even if his nature and activity, his guna and karma, is predominantly wealth leadership, he can be given sacred thread. Or is predominantly administration and management leadership, he can be given sacred thread. And definitely, someone with Shastric leadership or Brahmanic leadership can be given sacred thread. And all three are allowed to do deity seva, deity worship. Like that. All three are allowed to do deity worship. The mundane manufactured caste system says that anyone who wears a sacred thread is a Brahmana. Wrong. No. Anyone can wear a sacred thread provided he is in the Vaishya tendency or a Kshatriya tendency or a Brahmanika tendency, and they all three can worship the deity. Like that. So what happens generally here, Maharaj Priyavrata, you know, is transcendental to Varna Ashram Dharma in a mundane way, and Daivi Varna Ashram Dharma to make one become a devotee, transcendental to Varna Ashram itself. Maharaj Priyavrata is completely transcendental to that. Like that. But he has to enter into a situation on the order of how to please Guru and Krishna. Actually, Lord Brahma was instructed by Vishnu himself to do this, to come and convince Maharaj Priyavrata. Like that. Now, we see a point here. The main point is that you may know of devotees, with all due respects, you may know of devotees that are exclusively involved in wealth leadership. See? Wealth leadership. So that is Dharma Atta. But at the same time, spiritual. Dharma Atta, Daivi Varnashram. Not normal, ordinary, mundane Varnashram Dharma. And you may know of devotees who are exclusively or predominantly of a nature and engaged in management and administration leadership. So there is Dharma, Atta and Kama. Royalty. Some Kama is there. Royalty. In other words, they have the tendency to have position, power and politics. PPP. Like that. See? So that is there. It is normal. It is there. Normal. And then you have the tendency of people or persons or even devotees who are predominantly involved in Shastra. Shastra, scripture. Like that. So that is Brahmanical leadership. And theirs is Dharma, Atta, Kama and Moksha. They move quickly to that. Dharma, Atta, Kama and Moksha. When His Holiness Achyutananda Swami then asked Srila Prabhupada, you know, who is eligible to take sannyas? Like that. Who is eligible to take sannyas? So Srila Prabhupada said, those who have a tendency to work for others and they are happy and satisfied with that, they should only be in the Grihastha Ashram. They cannot be trained as a Brahmachari. They cannot be trained. They should simply be married and work for somebody. Like that. And most people are like that on the planet. Like that. And then Srila Prabhupada said, those who have a tendency for wealth leadership, Vaishyas, then they can go to Brahmachari and Grihastha for whole life, no problem. And he said, those who have a tendency for management and administration leadership, then they should go to through Brahmachari, Grihastha and Vanaprastha. And Srila Prabhupada gave the example of the five Pandavas. They took to Vanaprastha. Like that. And he said, those who have a tendency for Shastra, predominantly scripture, they can go through all four. Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and sannyas. They can go right through. So samyak dharma, artha, kama and moksha. So then the question was asked, but some people, which is rare, they from brahmachari, they go straight to sannyas. How do you account for that? Then Srila Prabhupada said, anyway, the verse is not coming. This is what Mahat Sevaya. This is a verse. Sorry. Anyway, Mahat Sevaya. Srila Prabhupada said that those who go from brahmachari to sannyas, they have to be smeared by the blessings of the dust of the great souls, Mahat Sevaya. They have to be smeared. When they are smeared by the dust of the great souls, then they don't need to go to brahmacharya, to grihastha and vanaprastha. Immediately they can go to sannyas. But he said it's very rare. Like that. And then Srila Prabhupada mentions the Akshayananda, at least Akshayananda Swami. But for the sake of preaching, we have to set the example that most of our devotees will go through brahmachari grihastha and may stay there, or brahmachari grihastha vanaprastha and may stay there, or brahmachari grihastha vanaprastha and sannyas. So as it goes higher, you could say less and less of the devotees will take to that. Therefore you get very few sannyasis, you get more vanaprasthas, you get even more grihasthas, and you get even more, you know, those who are going to stay brahmachari and enter grihastha between that. Right. So yeah, Maharaj Priyavrata, he was, or Prince Priyavrata, he was in a dilemma of what to do. Whether to stick to, you could say, you know, Brahmanical leadership, or enter into management and administration leadership. So yeah, it is a wonderful lesson to be learnt. Brahma's name is given after being a Brahmana who was initiated with the Gayatri Mantra by Krishna himself through the playing of the Venum Kanvantam flute. Therefore, Venum Kanvantam Aravinda Dalaya Taksha. He says these verses. You know, like that. So Brahma was initiated by Krishna himself as a Brahmana. Like that. So here we find Maharaj Uttanapad, who is an administrator, a manager, you know, himself as a king. When he instructed his son Priyavrata, you please, you know, succession planning, you please do. He would not listen. He would not listen. Like that. So who did it require? It required a Brahmana, a Brahmanical leadership man to come. It required a Brahmanical, and who is that? Lord Brahma. Like that. Because Priyavrata only wanted to be a devotee, but at the same time it requires that person. So Brahma came, and with great affection, Brahma knew that he could not instruct him. He could not instruct him. Brahma knew that. He could not instruct him. Brahma knew he can only soften his heart by offering his soft heart as a Brahmana. Brahmana has very soft heart. Like that. So therefore Prabhupada says in this purport that Brahma spoke first through his smile. This word is the Hasya. First, by his smile, Brahma impregnated in the heart of Priyavrata that this is a higher arrangement. So naturally you should please me and please Vishnu. Like that. A Brahmana is never an Ishvara. There is no Ishvara Bhav in a Brahmana. Only in a Kshatriya and a Vaishya there is some Ishvara Bhav. Brahmana has nothing. He is free from that. So he has to approach Priyavrata in the same mood of devotion as Priyavrata is imbued with. Like that. So Brahma came and sort of externally instructed him internally with love, with devotion. With devotion. And as we know, as the pastime will unfold, Priyavrata is accepted because with love. Like that. So how does this apply to ISKCON, International Society for Krishna Consciousness? You know, we may read so much Shastra and scripture, but how do we practically apply a principle into practicality for us? Through Srila Prabhupada, how do we apply that? See? I will give you an example. Several years ago, before I entered the sannyasa ashram, I was in a temple in North America. And it happened to be one of the major festival days coming up that weekend. Like that. So, the newly appointed temple president, who didn't know me very well, but the one who was there before knew me well. So I was already invited to go, so I went. Like that. So the newly appointed temple president was there. And I happened to be there at the same time as a visiting devotee guest. Like that. So in the temple council meeting, he decided, because he's the temple president, he should give the main lecture in the evening on that festival day. Like that. So the past temple president, who was present also, told him, no, we have a guest here. We have a guest here. He's visiting, he's a preacher. At that time, Brihad Madanga does. You know, we believe he should give the lecture. Like that. He said, no, I'm the temple president, I should give the lecture. He didn't understand anything about, you know, Brahmanical leadership, about administration and management leadership, and about wealth. He didn't understand anything like that. But I took the humble position, a Brahmana is meant to be humble. And when that devotee came, he said, I specifically invited you for this festival, but he wants to give the main lecture. He said, no problem. He said, the Brahmana also wants to hear. I told him. And he's telling me that you are senior to him in all respects. I said, no. Senior means humility. So I will accept. I will accept. Right. So when it came to give the lecture, I went to hear the lecture and sat and heard attentively. And when he asked for questions, I even asked the question just to make him feel good. Like that. But there was one question somebody asked. Somebody else asked. And unfortunately for him, he gave the wrong answer. According to Srila Prabhupada's books. And unfortunately for him, someone in the audience corrected him right there. Because everyone will hear the wrong answer, you have to correct on the spot. And then he left. And then he called me and he apologized, you know, I realized I made a mistake. And so forth. I said, no, you didn't. You're learning by experience. And then I quoted what Srila Prabhupada said. Srila Prabhupada said, good judgment comes from experience, and experience comes from bad judgment. So I said, you learn like that. You learn like that. So this is a difficulty that we can learn within ISKCON. How to place Brahmanical management who have nothing to do with position, power and politics. If you don't take advantage of Brahmanical management, then you have no spiritual authority to actually have shelter under. Nothing is there. You will make your own decision independently, make a mess of it through position, power and politics, and then you have to deal with, you could say troubleshooting, deal with like, problem solving, and then the further problem comes. It will go on like that. It will go on like that. Until and unless we accept Brahmanic leadership. We have nothing to do with position, power and politics, and nothing to do with wealth management. Nothing to do with administration and management itself. Unless and until we accept that. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada himself, a Brahmana, he can do the service of administration and management, provided there's no one easily available. He'll do it unwillingly. He don't like to do it, but because there's no alternative, somebody has to do it. And there's no one aptly qualified, according to the Brahmanas. There's no one aptly qualified, according to the Brahmanas. And a Brahmana can even do wealth leadership, provided there's no one to actually do it. But he always wants to pass it over and come back to his natural course of giving that Brahmanical or Shastric leadership. Although everyone else is spiritual, including Vaishyas and Kshatriyas, always he wants to do that, come back. Because he knows he's doing something out of necessity, only out of need. But he himself should ensure that necessity and need should be fulfilled as soon as possible. As soon as possible. And then go back to his tendency and natural situation of Brahmanical and Shastric leadership, free from position, power and politics and wealth. Free from that. Therefore sometimes we find, and Priyavrata is in that situation, he doesn't want to become the emperor of the universe, but he has to do the needful because there's nobody qualified. And you will see, as soon as he placed somebody else, he went back to his natural nature of Shastric and Brahmanic leadership. He left that kingly as soon as he found someone qualified. And Prabhupada says in that purport to come, this is natural succession planning. Even if you feel someone who is not fully qualified as good as you, we know that we cannot have someone as good as Srila Prabhupada. We know that. We cannot find someone equal to Prabhupada. We cannot find someone who can replace Prabhupada. It is unthinkable, impossible. But at the same time, succession planning has to go on. So here Maharaj Priyavrata did the same thing. When he found someone equally suitable, one of his sons or so, even if they are not fully trained and qualified, they will learn on the job. Good judgment comes from experience, and experience comes from bad judgment. We should leave it. Let them crawl, get up. Even if they fall, get up again, help them, and by experience they'll become better and better. It's not that I am temple president for life. It's not that I am GBC member for life. This is administration and management. You can see easily. It's not that I am the legal officer for life. It's not going to work. Your mental faculties, materially speaking, your administrative expertise will fail due to old age and disease. But what will stay is this chitta, is this consciousness of being Krishna conscious. And therefore one should come to that point of fully going into vanaprastha, and for those who can, into the sannyasa ashram. So Maharaj Priyavrata is teaching us a great lesson, that he knows his tendency is not towards being a manager, administrator or a king or an emperor. His tendency is not towards that. He wants to keep his devotional service but is simply doing the needful on the order of Guru and Krishna. On the order of Guru and Krishna. At the same time, Brahma blessed him. You will not lose your pure Krishna consciousness. You will not lose that. So therefore, when there's a tendency of someone in administration and management to engage in position, power and politics so viciously, even in a polished way, you know, politicians can do things externally nice in a polished way, but it is vicious. Nobody will know. They have that sense of intelligence. Like that. So if somebody is engaged in position and power and politics in a vicious way, that I want to be the next president, maybe even of an ISKCON temple, or president of India, or prime minister, I want like that. And they do not have any Brahmanical leadership. They do not have any Shastric leadership from someone. They are going to fail miserably. And they are going to also run into more difficulties. Like that. So therefore there has to be authority. There has to be Shastric and Brahmanical authority. There has to be that for everyone. And that's what Maharaj Priyavrata humbly accepted. Brahmanical leadership from Lord Brahma. Actually, Lord Brahma got his name from this situation. Brahmana, Brahma, Brahma, like that. It's very closely linked in that sense. So therefore it is imperative, you will find that anyone, even an ISKCON, no matter how big or how small you are, you can be initiating guru, you can be a sannyasi, you can be a GBC member, you can be a temple president. If they do not have any shelter, if they do not have any shelter of a shiksha or diksha included in shiksha, if they do not have any shelter in Brahmanical advice and Brahmanical leadership, they will always run into difficulty and problems. And they'll always do troubleshooting and blowing out fires. Always. Anyone in ISKCON. So Prabhupada taught us this. Prabhupada himself gave his own life as an example. He was managing and administrating a worldwide movement. Amen. And then he said, I don't want to do this anymore. I did the needful. He said, I want to fully concentrate on translation, translation, translation. You have to do. You have to do. Like that. And that's what he did. But he said, except one place, India. I haven't found someone suitable yet. I will personally manage India still, except one place, India. Like that. So eventually you could see he didn't even complete the Srimad Bhagavatam, but it is completed by his disciples. But he wanted to so much. He wanted to translate, you know, Ujjvala Nilamani. He wanted to translate Lalita Madhava, Vidagdha Madhava. So many things he wanted to translate. Harinam Chindamani. So many books of the previous achievements. Like that. And he was lamenting he didn't complete, even in the last days. In the last days, his last breath were used still for translation. So this is Brahmanical or Shastric leadership. In these last days, I want to leave this for you and follow what I have said. And by his own example. By his own example. So one disciple approached Srila Prabhupada and he said, Srila Prabhupada, and you can become the Prime Minister. You should become the president, you know, of a country or something. Srila Prabhupada said, I will never become the king, but I may become the guru of the king. So this is Brahmanical leadership. Brahmanical leadership. And finally, you know, in this nice consciousness of Srila Prabhupada's transcendental book distribution program, like that, you know, Srila Prabhupada took so much pains to translate these books, like that. But it must run on two railway tracks like that. If you run on one track, you can get derailed. Prabhupada gave this example. So they asked Srila Prabhupada, what is those two railway tracks? One time he said, you know, Panchatatri Kividi and Bhagavat Mark. You know, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam and deity worship. But when they asked him in relation to book distribution, he said, you have to run on two tracks. Here also. Okay. He said, book distribution will keep them happy. But studying my books will keep them. We have to do both. Keep them means they won't leave. Like that. Because when some leading book distributors in Prabhupada's time excelled so much in book distribution, and even during Prabhupada's time, they went out of Krishna consciousness and came back in. Went out and came back in, some of them. And Prabhupada accepted them. Okay, you only like book, do it. But why are you leaving and coming back? Why are you leaving and coming back? Like that. See? Then they ask Srila Prabhupada, you tell us why that we are leaving, coming back, in out, and out of Krishna, in and out, like that. But Prabhupada accepted that. Then Srila Prabhupada said, yes, book distribution will keep you happy, but studying my books will keep you in this movement. So both has to be there. We should not become just studying and become so like Gyani Brahmanas and do nothing else. That's not good also. At the same time, we should go out and preach. Prabhupada said, if a Brahmana has knowledge and he does not give it, he's a Kripana. He's a miser. So therefore it is important that we want you to stay and do book distribution year after year, life after life. No problem. At the same time, we should study Srila Prabhupada's books. And one of the best ways during the book distribution marathon to study Srila Prabhupada's books is to every day attend Srimad Bhagavatam class in the morning. Every day attend. At least you'll hear. That means studying. And at the same time, you'll be nicely situated in your consciousness. And also, you must complete all of minimum 16 rounds of japa as attentively as possible and avoiding the 10 offenses. And yes, Srimad Bhagavatam, then go out on the marathon. And doubling it won't be a problem in that sense. Because we're not result-orientated, but at the same time, we are devotionally-orientated. The consciousness is right and Krishna wants so many customers to buy books because the consciousness is right. Like that. So it is important, this transcendental book distribution marathon program of Srila Prabhupada. So we try to encourage you to please, even if you normally do not do any book distribution during the year, even as a devotee from living out there in the devotee community, they normally call it congregation, but living there in the temple, you're still a nice devotee, as good as those devotees who are living in the temple. So you try to take some books, even if it's one or two, it all adds up collectively to please His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Okay. Have any comments or questions? Microphone. Can you take the gentleman first? What's your name?
I'm Mukesh Doshi.
Mukesh?
Doshi.
Doshi?
Doshi, D-O-S-H-I.
Doshi. Okay.
My question is that suppose one devotee has 8 hours of spare time. One devotee has 8 hours of spare time.
8 hours of spare time.
He devotes 4 hours for, say, devotional service.
If he wants more?
No. He offers 4 hours.
Offers 4 hours.
As devotional service.
Yes.
remaining 4 hours,
yes,
he does pranic healing.
He does pranic healing
to heal people of sickness.
Yes.
But he does not charge anything.
Yes.
Free service.
Yes.
So how he can convert that pious activity of healing others,
yes,
into devotional service, because he cannot offer the fruits of that activity to Lord.
Yes.
How he can convert devotional?
Yes. By his own efforts and strength, it is impossible. It is not possible to work out your own program according to how you like to serve Krishna. See? Anukulyana Krishna Anusilanam Bhakti Uttama. We have to serve Krishna as he wants to be served. We have to please Krishna as he wants to be pleased. And that's to Krishna's representatives, Krishna's devotees, who are already doing that. Krishna's devotees. So the best way to do that is to invoke Krishna's mercy into one's own heart. And the best way to invoke Krishna's mercy into one's own heart is to chant his holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The more you give time to chant Krishna's holy names, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, then Krishna acts tesam satata yuktanam, bhajati priti purvakam, tadami buddhi yogam tam, yenamam upayantite. So this adami indicates that we do not have any intelligence. If we have some intelligence and you think it's ours, that is maya. But we act on Krishna's intelligence. So Krishna knowingly for the advanced devotee and unknowingly for the practicing devotee in the beginning stages will give some dictation of what to do to reconcile this, to give more direction, to come more and more closer and give more time for devotional service. So the main thing is the chanting. You can try that or tell the other person to also do the same. I'm going to take his question. We don't have time. I have to take his question.
I have a comment. Here from this verse we see one thing, how a senior should act.
Yes.
Towards a junior.
Yes.
The word here, sadaya.
Mm-hmm.
Sadaya means with compassion.
With love.
Yes. With love. Daya. Daya.
Yes.
Sadaya. With compassion.
Yes.
And he spoke not anything from his own brain,
mm-hmm,
or concoction, but sukta vakena.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he spoke from the authority of the Vedas,
yes,
from sukta, from, you know, the Vedas. So this is something to, you know, get for the senior, that when they talk to junior, they don't talk out of their position.
Uh-huh.
Brahma was, you know, on highest position. Hey, I am the supremo. You got to follow me.
They call him the supreme.
Otherwise, you'll be in trouble. Yeah, it's a Bhagavan api.
Yes.
The Bhagavan.
In the universe. Yes.
So he did not do that.
He did not use his position.
Yes. Rather, he used the position of Veda, Sutta Vakena, the one thing. And then it's not what you say, but how you say.
Uh-huh.
The way of his saying was sadaya, with compassion. And because of these two things, although Priyavarta, as you said in class, he was highly renounced, and you know, he was determined to do what he was doing, and there was nothing wrong, but still he surrendered,
yes,
to the will of Brahma, you know. So it's something to learn to senior or one who is on position, how to deal with junior.
Yes, thank you very much. I'll just say something to compliment what Devakinand Prabhu said. I'm sorry, Mukesh, I'm not cutting you short because I have to end and I have to go to the hospital for my health checkup. I have to keep some. Is that okay? If you have further questions, you can ask right next to you. You can ask my name. Please forgive me if I didn't mean to cut you short. Just to compliment Devakinand Prabhu's wonderful comments of relationships out of love and compassion. In a natural consequence within culture in material life, we find that who is given the most care, affection and protection, and even facilities and so forth in a family? In a family, who is given that? Who? The child, the youngest in this family, right? The youngest in a family. This is a fact. This is normal culture, the youngest in the family. Like that. See? But in Krishna consciousness, as soon as you take a danda like this, then immediately when you go to a place, you have 20 people want to cook for you. But only one person can cook. Now why those 20 people who are so eager to cook for a sannyasi, why didn't they cook for the youngest child in Krishna consciousness in the temple or in the community? That means the two-week-old bhakta who is in your bhakta program, you should give him so much affection and compassion that he will not dream or think of going back from where he came from. So in a similar way, when the seniors or the elders, you know, who are senior in age, senior in experience, senior in position, senior spiritually, if they serve the juniors, especially that newest child that came to Krishna consciousness, and when that newest child 20 years down the line, he becomes experienced, he becomes, you know, realized, and he becomes, you know, senior, like that, or spiritually advanced, he'll give the same thing to the junior, because that's how he was treated when he joined. Like that. He was treated as a... I actually tried this, but it doesn't really work so well in India. When I was president, co-president with His Grace Devakinandan Prabhu in Vrindavan, I did something that was like, oh, we don't do this, you know. So I gave a class one morning in Krishna Balaram Mandir, and I said that Shyamananda Prabhu, he was sweeping Braj Dham, and for his sweeping service he found one anklet. And you know the pastime. And the anklet belonged to Srimati. Yeah, so Lalita came, hey, we want this. It belongs to our Easter Dad. So, no, I give personally. So they took Shyamananda. And you know that famous Shyamananda type of tilak. So I gave that example. And then when we had Easter Goshti with all the brahmacharis, we said everyone should be put in teams and sweep the temple room, not the hired workers. And I was in one of the teams also, and I was starting to sweep. So one of the brahmacharis said, we don't come from the Bangi colony. We are brahmanas. See? We are brahmanas. I said, this is Braja Duli. This is Braja Dham dust, we are only sweeping dust, you know. We are only sweeping to make it clean for those who don't want to see dusty place. Otherwise all of Dham is Braja dust. And he's a senior brahmachari. I was shocked. So it was discontinued after I left, and they refused to give me a broom to sweep. I said, no, you are the temple president, co-president, you know. You can't do this. I said, no. This is service. This is the highest service. If it's highest for Shyamananda, it must be good enough for me. But they refused. Don't do this. Like that. So also, on the other hand, just to balance what I said, we have to serve the newest devotee out of compassion and love. They don't know anything. They are so new to Krishna consciousness. Give them an experience of service that they don't go back. But on the other hand, in the scriptures, it is also mentioned in various places, we well know that, that we have to serve advanced devotees and serve seniors for us to become purified. So it's a two-way thing. But it must start from the senior to the junior, then the junior naturally, I also want to serve. Naturally gets that I want to serve. Again. So therefore, I always make the statement, which is my own phrase I coined over these many years, trying to be a devotee for whatever it's worth. Again. I coined the phrase, and I'll leave you with this. It is easier to serve, but it is more difficult to accept service as a service. So if you're serving someone, it's very easy. But for someone to accept service as a service, it is very risky. So make it easy for that person you're serving, if he's senior. Make it easy for him. Because he has to accept your service as a service. It is part of devotional service. It is not easy to do that. We always have to be careful not to become the Ishvara or Ishvara Bhava. Oh yes, I am the center, everyone serve me. Very easily one can run that risk. So therefore those who are serving in positions of responsibility, where you have to accept service as a service for the purification of the person who is serving, and for your own purification to accept the service as a service, then you become a transparent via medium in the disciplic succession. And that is wanted. And it is not easy to do that. So therefore it is easier to serve than to accept service as a service for all types of devotees and all types of ashrams and for all different levels of spiritual advancement. So we thank you very much. And please, in this book distribution marathon, please try your level best to even distribute at least one book, even if you haven't done anything. Who do they see to get books, Devakinanda Prabhu? Who do they see? You can see Gokaleshwar Prabhu and so many devotees who are here. Just go to them, who do I see? Take some books with you, even today. You know, at least after breakfast, prasad. Please take some books with you. It will be very pleasing to Srila Prabhupada. It will please your own heart. And it is the love and compassion of Srila Prabhupada, this book distribution program, especially now in the month of December and beyond when you get more taste. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Ananta Kuri Vaishnav Vrinda ki jai, Transcendental Book Distribution Program ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bol.